KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Electricity Minister Hosea Ntso Ramakgopa says Africa plays a crucial role in the global energy transition as a mineral-rich continent. Speaking at the G20 Energy Working Group, he stressed a just transition must consider regional economic differences and respect each nation's right to use its resources. Ramakgopa says South Africa wants its G20 presidency to deliver a blueprint for fair and affordable energy shifts. He's also highlighted the need for diversified energy sources, including renewables, nuclear, and natural gas.
The African continent is rich in renewable energy resources and critical minerals vital to clean energy technologies, presenting a significant opportunity for sustainable economic growth. Recognizing this potential, the African Union, through initiatives such as Agenda 2063, has actively advocated for strategic regional integration and infrastructure development.
Premier Tamin Duli says their most urgent task is to grow the KwaZulu-Natal's economy. He listed the priorities the government of provincial unity will be focusing on this year.
One, rebuilding the economy. Two, strengthening local government and governance. Three, sustainable development, improving healthcare and education, delivering better human settlement and infrastructure, improving community safety, mitigating climate change, building a capable, ethical and developmental state.
Duli has been delivering the State of the Province address at the Woodburn Stadium in Pietermaritzburg. He says the provincial government is working hard to stabilize the province. He says that they have made some strides in efforts to tackle crime, poverty, unemployment, and to lessen the impact of natural disasters on citizens. Well, Life Saving South Africa is calling on municipalities and disaster management officials to be more proactive in mitigating flooding risks. More than a dozen people have died in the recent heavy rains in the province, including five who were swept away during heavy flooding in Lamontville in the south of Durban this week. The group's Thaya Suduth says authorities must think about how to better and timeously deliver weather warnings to the public.
We ask that these advisories move beyond social media postings to ensure that local communities understand the implications of the impending disaster. We also call on communities to heed the advisories and not to venture out when floodings are occurring or to drive through flood-prone areas.
And Greek police have fired tear gas at demonstrators throwing petrol bombs during protests marking the anniversary of the country's worst rail disaster. Tens of thousands are gathering in central Athens to demand justice. 57 people were killed when a train filled with students collided with a freight train in the north of the country in 2023. The top story, Electricity Minister Hosea Ntso Ramakgopa says Africa plays a crucial role in the global energy transition as a mineral-rich continent. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.